आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
ओ
सहनावतु सहनोभुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
In last two sessions we are discussing about samadhi. In last session we saw what is this samadhi, how to do it. It is to be done single pointed and nirantar. It is not 5 minute affair or half an hour affair. It is nirantar. How it is to be done? Example given by Shankaracharya is Bhramar Keetvat. Bhramar Keet. Keet means the worm, and the wasp brings that worm, puts it in the nest. And whenever this keet, this worm wants to come out and the wasp stings. Now the worm is sitting inside, doing nothing, no activity, no flying, no other activity, no chintan, only thinking about the wasp who is sitting at the gate. And in course of time he becomes wasp. Similarly, if we withdraw from the world, control our senses, both organs of perception and organ of action, and mind, meditate on that antaratma, then we also become Brahman. We also become Brahman. Bhramar Keetvat. But Atma Tattva is so subtle, it requires subtle mind. With gross mind, we can't grasp it. Now the next question comes in, how to make my mind subtle? We have seen Shankaracharya has suggested that we should practice samadhi, abhyas, meditation. We should practice. It will make a mind subtle. And this mind need to be pure also. Our mind is impure because of the sattva, rajas, tamo again. And Shankaracharya gives another beautiful example of gold when mined from with impurity, with the ore, it is with all the impurities there, and then it is heated up, then gold starts melting and shining. Similarly, when the impurities of our mind, sattva, rajas, tama, all three bind us, when they are removed, then like gold, this Atma Tattva will is self-effulgent. It will shine. There will be total awareness. It is not darkness. You are awake and you are aware, fully aware. But there are no thoughts. There are no thoughts. And how long it will be practiced? There is no time limit. It varies from person to person. No time limit. Practice it till you reach your goal. That is the time limit. Till you reach your goal, go on continuously practicing the samadhi abhyas. And what is the benefit of samadhi? Three benefits, Shankaracharya said. One is the vasana nas, second is granthi nas, and third is karma nas. Now I hope you know all these Sanskrit terms. Vasana nas, granthi nas, and karma nas. Then he said that manan is better than sravan. Manan is 100 times better than sravan. Nididhyasana is 100,000 better than manan. 100,000 better than manan. Next, verse number 366.
Nirvikalpa samadhinas putam. Brahma tattvam avagamyate dhruvam.
Brahma tattvam avagamyate dhruvam.
Nanatha chalataya manogate.
Nanatha chalataya manogate.
Pratyantara vimishritam bhavet.
Pratyantara vimishritam bhavet.
Nirvikalpa samadhinas putam. Brahma tattvam avagamyate dhruvam. Nanatha chalataya manogate. Pratyantara vimishritam bhavet.
Shankaracharya said, nirvikalp samadhina. Nirvikalp samadhi, by nirvikalp samadhi. By nirvikalp samadhi, sputam, clearly. Brahma tattva, the true nature of Brahma, avagamyate is known, dhruvam, certainly. It is 100% guarantee. There is no question of failure. Why there is no question of failure? Very simple logic behind it. It is already with us. There cannot be any failure there. Therefore, Shankaracharya said, definitely dhruvam avagamyate. Na anyatha. Na anyatha. There is no other way. No other way means what? Sravan, manan, nididhyasan. The verse starts with the word nirvikalp samadhina. There is no other method. We have to follow this method, sravan, manan, and nididhyasan. Chalataya manogate pratyantar vimishritena bhavet. Manogate, what is this mind? Chalataya, it is unsteady. Mind is unsteady. Continuously thoughts are coming in. Pratyay, antar vimishritam, mixed with the other perception. What is happening? We are thinking 100,000 things. Every second there is new thought. Maybe many thoughts in 1 second. One after another we are seeing. So other than samadhi, what is avastha? Uttit avastha we say. Uttit means jage hue ho, you are awakened. In uttit avastha what happens? In uttit avastha, your mind is grasping lot of objects. Organs of perceptions are receiving all the stimuli. It is bringing to mind and the mind is agitated. Naam Roop continuously, mind is restless. It is not resting even for a single second. Continuously, one after another, there are thoughts are coming. And we all are caught in the thoughts only, objects of the thought. Objects of the thought means Naam Roop. We all are caught in the Naam Roop. And what was there in the Samadhi Avastha? There was no Naam Roop. We have transcended mind. No Naam Roop was there. No Naam Roop was there. In Uttit Avastha, Naam Roop is there. We get identified to Naam Roop and accordingly we go up and down. In Samadhi, Brahma Tattva is clear. Brahma Tattva is there in the Jagrit Avastha. Brahma Tattva is there in Swapna Avastha. Brahma Tattva is there in Susupti Avastha also. But we are not able to experience it. Why? Because of the agitation of mind in Jagrat and Swapna Avastha. Continuously objects are there. So what happens in the Susupti? In Susupti it is covered by tamas. In Susupti there are no thoughts. But it is covered by tamas. So we are not able to experience. But when we get up after Susupti, we say we slept well. This much we say. But we don't experience that sukh during that deep sleep. Not experience. We don't enjoy at that time. But early morning, we say yes. So Patanjali says, Tat pratyaya ektanta dhyanam. What is this dhyan? Tat, tat means that. Pratyaya means thought. Ektanta, same thought. Same thought. Ektanta dhyanam. This is dhyan. But in samadhi, this pratyaya ektanta is not there. In samadhi, there is no thought. We started with the sabhikav samadhi with one thought, but when we entered into nirvikav samadhi, there is no more thought. There is no more triputi. There is no more meditator meditating. It is only the tattva on which we were meditating. That alone is there. That alone is there. Classic example by given by all Mahatma is like cinema. Not before the TV or the home theater system came. Before that we all used to go to cinema hall, you know. And in the old time the cinema hall used to be there, that in the somewhere on the top behind all of us there will be a spool running at a particular speed. There will be a light behind it. And at that speed it will be on the screen, will be in front of us. And we are seeing the Naam Roop. When we are seeing the cinema, we don't see the blank screen. And sometimes what used to happen, because of that reel spool, somewhere the reel is cut. What will happen then? All of a sudden you are seeing, and the blank screen comes. The negative roll is cut. It's not projecting anything. So India, and at that time, all the public, all the viewers, they will whistle. So Gurudev interpreted, this is the realization of the screen, you know. They are all crying, experiencing, they are enjoying, whistling. For what? They have experienced the white screen. They were not able to see when the Naam Roop was there. When the whole cinema was going on, that the blank screen, the white screen, they were not able to see. Now they are able to see. Okay, similarly, same way, Brahman is covered by Jagrit Avastha, Swapna Avastha, and Susupti Avastha. In three Avastha, Brahman is already with us. We are not able to see. But when this Jagrit Avastha, or Swapna Avastha, or Susupti Avastha is removed, I am Jagrat, but no thought. That is Samadhi. In Susupti also, what is there? In Susupti, there are no thoughts. What we have to understand that if there the mind can be without thought, which we experience every night, same mind can be made without thought in Jagrit Avastha also. That is Samadhi. Don't say it cannot be made. We cannot control our mind. Every day, each one of us experience that state of mind without thought. Same state, if we can experience during Jagrat Avastha, no thoughts are there, mind is not there, but the illuminator of thought, awareness, illuminator of thought, awareness is there continuously. Whether the thoughts are there or not, illuminator is always there. In Natakdeep Prakaran we have studied in Panchadasi, the theater lamp is there. Whether the dance is going on, it will illumine. When the dance is not happening on the dais, on the stage, it will illumine. Nothing is happening. Illuminator is always there. Same way, that Brahman, which is always present in all three states, is always there. Now, mind, the thoughts are not there. What will you experience? Tell me. You will experience the illumination. Awareness will be there, full. Therefore, we must do meditation. Gurudev writes, with 100% certainty you apprehend the truth when all the waves and ripples in your mind have ended. No, 100% guarantee. Many times I have said that it is 100% guaranteed, there cannot be any failure. Guru Nanak Dev said, Jin khoja tin paaiya, there is no qualification required. It's not necessary that I should be a graduate. No qualification required. Whosoever strives, he will get. But how? Gehre paani pet. Gehre paani pet, you have to dive deep. Dive deep means what? You have to go beyond your thoughts. Then you will get it. To quieten the mind, there are many methods. You may quieten your mind through devotion, through knowledge, through karma yoga and pranayama. We know karma yoga, bhakti yoga, jnana yoga and dhyana yoga. We can quieten the mind. The mind's nature is to be constantly active. Thought flow, it is called. Therefore, it is impossible to realize the changeless self with the mind. With the mind it is difficult to grasp, because the mind means what? It is a thought, nam roop. With the mind you can never grasp it. And the nature of mind is, it is always unstable. Verse 367.
Ata samadhat swayatendriyasan.
Ata samadhat swayatendriyasan.
Nirantaram shantamana pratichi.
Nirantaram shantamana pratichi.
Vidvam sayadvantamanadya vidyaya. Kritam sadekatva vilokanena. Kritam sadekatva vilokanena. Atas samadhat swayatendriyasan. Nirantaram shantamana pratichi. Vidvam sayadvantamanadya vidyaya. Kritam sadekatva vilokanena.
Since you are going to realize Brahman, or you will get liberation, you will enjoy bliss, atah, therefore, samadhatsva. Samadhatsva means drown. Drown what? Mind. Where to drown mind? Pratichi, in the subjective self. So drown your mind in the subjective self. And how that mind should be? Yatendriyasan. Yatendriya, indriya, control. All the senses are to be controlled. And santamana. And mind should be peaceful. So the senses control, mind should be peaceful, and how that? Nirantar. Nirantar, continuously. That should be the state. This way we have to do. So therefore, with the serene mind and senses controlled, ever drown the mind in the subjective supreme self. So how meditation is to be done? First is the yatendriya, controlled senses. Controlled senses represent one word for that, dhamma. You know these words? Dhamma? Santmana. Santmana means peaceful mind. One word for that, sama. Then, on whom to meditate? Pratichi. Subjective self, pratyakatman. Innermost atman. Okay, so what will I get by samadhi? Vidvansa dhvantam anadi avidyaya. Vidvansa destroy, the samadhi will destroy. Dhvantam, dhvantam the darkness. At this point of time, we are not able to see that Brahma tattva. Darkness is there. Anadi avidya, avidya ignorance. Which is coming from anadikal, beginningless call. Time, beginningless time, anadikal. So it will destroy the darkness created by the anadi avidya. That means ignorance, vasana, desires, everything will be destroyed. Therefore we say in our prayer, tamso ma jyotirgamaya. From that darkness we want to come to light. Kritam sadekatva vilokanena. It is created by realizing your identity with the reality. You will see ekatva. You will see ek tattva. Ekatva means you will see ek tattva. By seeing that non-dual truth, ignorance will be destroyed and you will abide in the truth. So, seeker enters into nirvikalp samadhi. From where? Savikalp samadhi. He started with the savikalp. Vikalp means thought, with thought. And nirvikalp means without thought. So started with the single thought, sajatiya vritti prabha. It is called sajatiya, same jati. Sajatiya vritti prabha. At this point of time, we have got vijatiya vritti prabha. Vijatiya vritti prabha. I am seeing table, chair, TV, screen, lot of things of the world. It is vijatiya vritti prabha. With the sajatiya vritti prabha, you reach to a state where there are no vritti at all. Oh, do you want to reach that state? Only a couple of people want to reach that state. No, many have started moving there. I can see. Most of them, they want. Okay. Then tell me quickly, Shankaracharya, please tell me quickly, where from should I start? Should I buy my asana first? Or a plot of land just opposite Yamunotri? Where to start? Please tell me. Shankaracharya said, first you tell me whether you all want it or not. I want to check whether you all are real seeker or not. No, we are all real seeker. Okay. Then now Shankaracharya is going to give us 5 steps in verse number 368. And these are all 8 to nirvikalp samadhi. They will help us to control mind. Huh? Control. Where to start? Where to start? 368.
Yogasya prathama dvaram.
Yogasya prathama dvaram.
Vang nirodha parigraha. Vang nirodha parigraha. Nirashacha nirihacha.
Nirashacha nirihacha.
Nityam ekanta shilata.
Nityam ekanta shilata.
Yogasya prathama dvaram. Vang nirodha parigraha. Nirashacha nirihacha. Nityam ekanta shilata.
Yogasya prathamam dvaram. Yogasya pratham dvaram means first door. Yogasya. Yog means what? To get united. Yog means samadhi. So if we are interested in samadhi, in nirvikal samadhi, then the first gateway, pratham dwaram, is what? That I will tell you later. First, we have studied Upadesar. What is the method suggested in yoga there? In Upadesar. So it was said there, pranabandhanat lina manasam ek chintanat nasametada ritsalemana swastatakriya bhakti yoga bodhasya nishitam. Pranabandhanat, do pranayam. If you do pranayam, then there will be, mind will be, there will be lay. The mind will merge. Why? Raman Maharshi said, because they are the branches of the same trunk. Same trunk means pran and man both are coming from maya only, prakriti only. Therefore, pran can control mind. Hristale mana, the mind is to absorbed in hrit, in the heart. Hristale mana. And how is to be attained? Kriya, bhakti, bodha. Kriya means karma yoga. Bhakti means bhakti yoga. And bodha means jnana yoga. So do pranayam, do ek chintan, do karma yoga, bhakti yoga or jnana yoga. This is the method suggested there in Upadesar, yoga. Number two, Patanjali. How Patanjali says the yoga will happen? Chitta vritti nirodha yoga. Chitta vritti. Chitta means mind. Vritti means thought. Nirodha means cessation. Cessation of thoughts of mind is yoga. Very simple. When the thoughts are not there, illuminator is there, whoever is there. So simple. In the mind itself is the illuminator there. But we are not able to see illuminator. We are able to see only namrup, vrittis. The moment vrittis are not there, illuminator is there. Therefore, chitta vritti nirodha is yoga. So in Vedanta, how can we get this samadhi, nirvikal samadhi? What is the first step? Sankaracharya says, vang nirodha, don't talk. Vang nirodha, don't talk. Achha. We have to change our habit. We are all very talkative. Unnecessary also we talk. If two people are there, two ladies are there, I don't want to discuss what they discuss. Talk continuously. Okay. So what we have to do? Control our speech. Don't try to control other speech. Don't say, hey, I will speak, you don't. No. Vang nirodha means I have to control my speech. My speech. Okay. But this vang nirodha does not mean that we have to put a tape here on the mouth. No, not that way. Shankaracharya said, maunam means sammyak vak. Sammyak vak. What is this sammyak vak? When, where, what, and how much to speak is vang metap. We have to learn kitna bolna hai. So to remain in silence is not the sign of wisdom. Sign of wisdom is when, where, what, and how much to speak. That is wisdom. So many people go for, you know, practice of maunam. There are ashram in India where you go 7 days, 10 days, 11 days, 30 days, according to your capacity, they will give you one room. And they will lock you from outside. There will be one window. From that, all the food and everything will be given. They will give you literature also, not film fare and all that. They will give you spiritual scriptures. You can do bhajan. You can do bhajan. But some people can't even stay even for 24 hours. They want to run out of that place. Why? They don't like their own mind's company. Okay, how much to speak? Next question comes, how much to speak? Learn from nature. Early morning, have you seen the birds sitting on the branches? You don't see so much here, but in India you will find lots of birds are sitting early morning and chirping. And you come to know now it is dawn, you know. Sun is going to rise. Whole day they don't chirp. Whole day they are quiet. Mahatma say they were singing the glory, they were taking the name of the Lord. Or you can say they were discussing with the others what is the today's plan. I am going to this north side, south side, east side, west side. They are planning. And they all go out after that. Then they come in the evening. Again they will sit. They will share their experience one way. Sansari will say they are sharing their experience. But Mahatma will say they are remembering Lord. Then whole night they are quiet. Learn from them. Birds. Learn from animals. If you have got a pet in your house, learn. Have you seen him shouting, barking? Or if you have a cow? No. They will speak only when they are hungry, or they are in pain, or there is a fear. Otherwise, they will not speak. But here, it's altogether different. In India, you will find people are driving and one hand is always on horn, continuously. Here in US, we feel it is an insult if somebody is honking from behind. But in India, behind each truck, each bus, it is written, horn, please. Horn bajao! Horn, please. And the drivers, how they do, you know? They're going on highway, nobody is there. Still, horn. You ask him, why you are honking? Sometimes the cycle wala will come, sometimes the animal comes, sometimes this bacha will come, this and that, oh, therefore. Achha, theek hai. Understand. Now from the other side, the bus is coming. Horn. Why? Just to tell him that I am also on the road, don't come this side. Unnecessarily talking. Nowadays, if you go in the downtown, you will find many people, all the people, they have got two things, one the stethoscope type of thing they put in the ear, and then there is a single wire and something entering into the pocket. Everybody is talking. In earlier time, if somebody is talking and without those two wires, a time will come, there will be no wire and the people will be talking also. People used to say, this is crazy fellow. You see, pagal ho gaya, baat kar raha hai, kisse baat kar raha hai. Continuously talking. So Shankaracharya is saying that you speak only when it is required. When it is required, you speak. It's not total silence. There was one child, he was 6 years old, not speaking. Parents were very much worried, why this child is not speaking? All of a sudden, one day, he was sitting on the dining table. He said, there is no salt in meal. So the parents became very happy. Oh, can you speak? Yes, I can speak. So why didn't you speak earlier? Everything was all right. Everything was all right. There was no need of speaking. Everything was perfect. So I didn't speak. Maunam. When required, you speak. So Vang Nirodh means not total silence. Speak when required. Aparigraha. not holding anything. This is the second. We have a habit of collecting. Oh, we went to Switzerland, picked up something from there, from this place, from Germany, from France, from London, this and that. We bring home. And then after that, we put in a showcase. Perhaps you spent $20, $50, you brought it. Now to store it, you need another showcase, which may cost you hundreds of dollars. And you go on doing that. And it is occupying the space in your mind also. You are thinking about that. Aparigraha. Aparigraha. Suppose there is a young brahmachari and he is in an ashram in India. And some foreigner comes, a devotee from America is visiting some one Chinmay Mission ashram in India. So the brahmachari will be very utsahi, very enthusiastic. He will say, yes, please sir, come. Usko pata lagna chahiye that he is foreigner. Come, and he will show the whole ashram and this and that. And then that visitor will say, I am very happy with your ashram and your, entu and this thing. I am ready to help you. Do you need anything? Oh, yeah, please give me a tape recorder. Parigraha. What will be the next step? After that, we'll start collecting tapes. Parigraha. Unnecessary thing, don't keep. Keep only what you need. Basic needs to be fulfilled. Because unnecessarily, these things will occupy your mind. We don't want to waste our storage in mind. Nirasa. Nirasa means does not mean hopelessness. It is getting rid of false hopes and desires. All the times we are desiring and hoping continuously. Always desiring. One after another things we are desiring or hoping something. So give up all false hopes, desires and expectations of things and being. Desires agitates mind. This means some vairagya is needed. Some vairagya. When vairagya happens, then the mind is more peaceful. Niriha. Niriha means cessation of all karma, actions. Mind should be free of kamya karma. It is the kamya karma which agitates mind most. Now I am not going to explain kamya karma. Perform those actions which are productive and conducive to sadhana. Always remember, Vivek Chudamani is a sadhana granth. Shankaracharya will continuously telling you the sadhana. This is all the sadhana. Vang, Nirodha, Aparigraha, Nirasa, Niriha. Niriha doesn't mean the total cessation of activity. It's not that. No kamya karma, no evil tendencies. So anything which obstructs our sadhana, don't do it. Don't do it. Like somebody brings a cake or ice cream. I don't take egg. First thing I ask, tell me whether it is contains egg or not. If it contains egg, I said I will not take. Example, what should be conducive for my sadhana should be done. What is not conducive, it should not be done. Or if you are sick, you have got indigestion, and Premalji said, you should take light. First, Premalji will ascertain what did you eat. What is the cause of this indigestion? The doctor will ask us. The moment he comes to know, acha, so last night you had a dinner which was very rich. Okay. So for 5 days, if you are taking Kabiraji medicine, they will tell you will take only boiled thing, this and that. And at that time, if kachori and pakori comes, you have to reject. At least for 5 days you say, stop, abhi nahi lenge hum. After 5 days, I will take. So same way, all actions should be for achieving the goal. What is the goal? Yoga. Nirvikal samadhi is my goal. And I am preparing for that. Vang nirodha, aparigraha, nirasa, niriha. 4. 5th is nityam ekant silta. it is seeking solitude or being in solitude. We don't have to go to a cave in Himalaya. We don't have to go. But we need solitude. Ekantila. People go for morning walk, they call others also. In India, you know, they group. The whole group will walk. And they will talk, discuss. Where is Ekantila? No quietude of mind. No solitude. Nothing. So go alone or stay alone in your room for some time. Do nothing. Nothing. Just keep quiet. No mental activity, no physical activity. This is Ekantila. Gurudev says, aloneness is different from loneliness. By remaining lonely at a place where there is nobody else, realization is not guaranteed. If you think you will go into the cave, realization will happen. No, it is not guaranteed. It is the state of mind. Even in the midst of a crowd, you can be alone. See? All alone is Brahman, the one without a second. Aloneness is not in the surrounding, but it is in one's attitude within the bosom. To remain with one end or goal, to remain with all attention fixed upon that one goal, the habit of constantly remaining alone, even in a busy marketplace, is to be cultivated. Therefore, in order to reach samadhi, learn to sit down at least 10 minutes. Not even 24 hours, Gurudev is saying, only 10 minutes. Without any activity, physical and mental. That's all. This is Ekantila. Next.
Ekantasthitirindriyo paramane.
Ekantasthitirindriyo paramane.
Heturdamaschetasah. Sanrodhe karanam shamena vilayam.
Sanrodhe karanam shamena vilayam.
Yayadaham vasana.
Yayadaham vasana.
Tenanandarasanubhutirachala.
Tenanandarasanubhutirachala.
Brahmi sada yoginah. Brahmi sada yoginah. Tasmat chitta nirodha eva satatam.
Tasmat chitta nirodha eva satatam.
Karya prayatnan munehe.
Karya prayatnan munehe.
Ekantasthitirindriyo paramane heturdamaschetasah sanrodhe karanam shamena vilayam yayadaham vasana tenanandarasanubhutirachala brahmi sada yoginah tasmachitta nirodhaiva satatam. Karya prayatnan munehe.
So why sit alone? Why introspect? Why solitude? What happens in solitude? How living in a secluded place helps in yoga is explained in this verse. Ekanta sthiti, living in solitude, indriya uparamane, to control senses, hetu, it is helpful, it is cause. Dama means sense control, chetasa of the mind. If you are in ekanta, in kindle life we have studied, the mind goes out in two ways. One is when it sees sense object outside, or the vasana gurgle from inside. So if I am in the ekanta place, no sense object are there. So half of the battle is won. You know, when the sense objects are not attracting me, it's not there. It is controlled. It is helping me to control my sense organs. So the solitude is conducive for withdrawing senses. When senses are controlled, it is dumb. When it is dumb, some will happen. Dumb will help for controlling mind also. Sanrodhe karanam samena vilayam yayat aham vasana. Sanrodhe, to control karanam. Karanam means all the senses which are the means for perception and action. Samena, if dham is there, then the sam means control of mind will be there. And when control of mind is there, what will happen? Vilayam yayat aham vasana. Aham vasana, the ego goes to delusion. Dekho, how they are interconnected. If the senses are controlled, it helps us to quieten mind. When the mind is quiet, it helps us to dissolve ego. Achha. So some in the beginning stage of sadhana is the quietening of mind, but in the higher state, it puts the mind into self. When the mind is calm, no thought, it is helping us to put it to reach that self. Tena ananda rasanubhuti achala brahmi yada yoginah. Tena, by that what? That peaceful mind with controlled senses. Ananda rasanubhuti, experience the bliss, ananda. Whose ananda? Brahmi of Brahman. How is that ananda? Achala, unbroken, continuous. Sada, always. It's always there. Yogina, for the yogi, who is striving, he will get an ananda, which will be continuous, unbroken. We have never experienced ananda which is unbroken. We all have experienced ananda which is broken. And this is in degrees, priyamod and pramod, we all know. But the source of all this ananda is only one. Source of ananda is only one. That self is the source of all ananda. But we, in ignorance, superimpose on the object, on the things or beings, and we say, my child is giving me sukh. My boss is giving me dukh. This is all superimpositions of mind. Tasmat, hence, therefore, chitta nirodha, quietitude of mind, eva satatam. Eva means alone, constantly, karya, should be practiced. How? Pratnatat, you put an effort to quieten your mind. This should be done. Pratnat, mune. Mune means a man of reflection. Those who want to reach that state of samadhi, they should practice this thing. So in earlier verse it was said, vang nirodha, aparigraha, nirasa, niriha, and nityam ekant sirta. Now in this verse it says with ekant sthiti, living in the solitude, we have found many places. In Gita also it is said in vivikta sevi. Homework for you. You will find this word in Bhagavad Gita, Vivekta Sevi. And you will tell me, Vivekta Dese Cha Sukhasanasya. Vivekta Dese Cha Sukhasanastha. Have you heard this? Kaivalya Upanishad. We studied Kaivalya Upanishad. Then Ekante Sukhamasyatam. Who will tell me? Raise your hand. It is the first text we studied, Sadhana Panchakam. So, generally we stay with things and beings, and what is happening in our mind, we don't know. We see the gun on those of the things. And most of the time we see the dosh only. We always see the shortcoming of the people. We don't see the gun of that person. And we always discuss the shortcoming. And if somebody points out our shortcomings, what happens? We get angry. But if you go into the solitude, doing nothing, introspect, such and such person said something about me, introspect, you will find that person was right. When you introspect, you will find that person was right. But in Ekant, earlier I told you, there are ashram people can't go and stay in that ashram. They can't face their own mind. So Gurudev used to say, if you can't enjoy your own company, then don't inflict on others. So while going for a morning walk also, Ekant. Don't talk. Don't try to research a new trail. Then it is not Ekant. Atma Nirichan or the introspection will happen if you are trending on the same path. Then you don't have to worry about it. You know you will reach this place. So that practice we should do. Aparigraha. Aparigraha in Ekant, what happens? You don't know anything. If you are staying in a solitude place, Ekant, you don't have to attend marriage or something. You don't need all those suits and everything. Ab aapko marriage to attend nahi karna hai, koi meeting nahi hai, no conference. You don't need tie and all that. Kuch nahi chahiye. Aparigraha. See? Ekant. Benefit of Ekant. There was a king, one queen, and princess in one kingdom. The queen was helped by one maid servant, very reliable maid servant. So one day what happened, I'm making the story short. One day, maid servant came with her son. I mean, they had such a good relation that queen allowed that, okay, you can bring your son. Son saw princess and fell in love, proposed, I want to marry her. And the proposal went to queen. All these things happened. It took a long time, you know. Now queen said, okay, I can get princess married to you provided you have to stay in a lonely place for 2 to 3 years. And whatever food I give you, you have to eat that food. Whatever literature I give you, then you have to read that literature. Come back after 2-3 years. You can get married. The boy said, okay, jarur karega, aisa kya hai? If I'm going to get married to princess, aur kya chahiye? Went 3 years. So queen gave the food, sattvic food, gave all the literature to read. After 3 years he came. Then queen asked, do you want to get married? What marriage? What marriage? Queen has studied Vivek Churamani, I think. She knew what this Ekant can do. The boy ran away. Ekant Siddha. So we have to introspect for 10 minutes every day. Not for others, but for our own proper understanding. Observe your mind. We are not ready for full Ekant. And after that, realization of truth. Gurudev says, the alone mind alone can move to truth, which is always alone. Which is always alone. Next.
Vacham niyachatam niyachha. Vacham niyachatmanitam niyachha. Buddho dhiyam yachcha cha buddhi sakshini.
Buddho dhiyam yachcha cha buddhi sakshini.
Tam chapi purnatmani nirvikalpe.
तं चापि पूर्णात्मनि निर्विकल्पे
विलाप्य शान्तिं परमां भजस्व विलाप्य शान्तिं परमां भजस्व वाचं नियच्छात्मनितं नियच्छ बुद्धो धियं यच्छ च बुद्धिसाक्षिणि तं चापि पूर्णात्मनि निर्विकल्पे विलाप्य शान्तिं परमां भजस्व.
So it was said that the first step to yoga is vang nirodha, restraint of speech. The authority of this statement is from Kathopanishad. Kathopanishad. Shankaracharya ji has taken from Upanishad, and that Upanishad is Kathopanishad. So it is said in Kathopanishad how yoga is to be done, how to reach to that nirvikalp samadhi. It is said, yakshet vak mansi pragya. Pragya, a wise person, yakshet vak mansi, merge his speech in mind. Pragya, a wise man, what he does? Merges his speech in mind. Tat yakshet jnanatmani, tat means that mind merge in jnanatmani. Jnanatmani means in intellect. So vak, speech is to be merged into the mind, mind is to be merged into the intellect, and intellect, jnanam atmani mahati niyachet. Jnanam is intellect, should be merged into atmani mahati, great atmanam, mahatattva, Hiranyagarbha. Coincidentally, the same thing came in Bhagavat recently. Same thing came in the Bhagavatam. In Kapil Upadesh. Intellect should be merged into that Hiranyagarbha, great Atman, tad yachet shanti atmani, and that great Atman, Mahatattva, Hiranyagarbha, should be merged into the peaceful Atman, shante atmani. This is said in Kathopanishad. Now compare with what is said here in verse number 370. Vacham niyachya atmani, vacham is speech. Niyachya means restrain or merge. Where? This Atmani means mind. Atmani here means mind. So speech should be merged into the intellect. And dhiyam yachcha buddhi sakshini. And the intellect should be merged into the sakshi. Sakshi. I am not going to tell you the definition of sakshi now. Buddhi sakshini. Tam, tam is that sakshi, cha api purnatmani nirvikalpe, and that sakshi is to be merged into the infinite. Purnatmani nirvikalpe, and bilapya santim paramam bhajasva. Bhajasva means attain. After you do all these steps, what will happen? Santim. Santim bhajasva. What type of santim? Paramam. Supreme santi. Supreme Shanti, you will enjoy. So, vak means what here? Vacham speech means means here all organs of perception and all organs of action. Vacham represent all our bahikaran. Bahikaran. Bahikaran are 10. And then, these all to be merged into the mind, and the mind into the buddhi, and buddhi into the sakshi, and sakshi into infinite. Don't think sakshi is finite. Sakshi has got the conditioning, but sakshi's nature is infinite. So dissolving is not destroying these organs. Shankaracharya is not saying your organs of perception, organs of action represented by vacha. Vacham is not destroying. It is understanding and transcending. Don't get caught into the stimuli of the organs of perception and action. Transcend all these to reach that param shanti. It is different from the shanti which we experience when our desire is fulfilled. The moment our desire is fulfilled, we experience some shanti, but that shanti is not permanent. But this is paramam shanti. Param shanti you will experience. So control of vritti reveals the bliss. It is explained with reason now. Control of vritti. Vritti means thought. Control of thought will reveal bliss. Reveal bliss. How? It is explained with reason. So believe it or what?
Puranji. Deha pranendriyam manah. Deha pranendriyam manah. Buddhyadir virupadhibhi. Buddhyadibhirupadhibhi. Airair vritte samayogah. Airair vritte samayogah. Tattad bhavo sayoginah. Tattad bhavo sayoginah. Deha pranendriyam manah. Buddhyadir virupadhibhi. Airair vritte samayogah. Tattad bhavo sayoginah.
Yai yai vritte samayoga. Yai yai means with whichever vritte thoughts. Samayoga associate. If we associate with any vritti, a very simple word, we all understand that. With any vritti, if we associate, what will happen? Tattat bhava asya yogina. That and that nature the yogi attains. So whichever thought arises in mind, it is because of the association and identification, he attains that state. A vritti of sukh comes. If I associate with that vritti, the thought of sukha, I become sukhi. If a vritti of dukkha comes, vritti, a thought of sorrow comes, I associate with that. What will happen? I will be dukhi. A vritti of anger comes, what will become? I will be angry. A vritti of lobh comes, greed. If the greed comes, I become lobhi. When I associate. Simple. When I associate, I become sukhi, dukhi, etc., etc. Similarly, deha, prana, indriya, mana, buddhi, adibhi. You know what is deha. You know what is prana, indriya, mana, buddhi. Adibhi means what? Why Shankaracharya used adibhi? Adibhi means deha means annamaya kosh, prana means pranamaya kosh, mana means manomaya kosh. And buddhi means vijnanamaya kosh, adi, now you tell me, anandamaya kosh, you know, adi bhi, anandamaya kosh. Anandamaya kosh means raga, dvesh, etc., etc. If we attach to that, we become that. Okay. So if somebody asks me, are you young or old? What will I say? I am old. Why? Associated with the old body. But many people say, oh, I am old, but my heart is young, you know. Yeah. Associated with the body, I say, who are you? I am young or I am old. So here the idea is if we identify with the upadhi, we come to that state of upadhi and we will not be able to experience ananda. So don't identify the upadhi. Earlier we have seen if we identify with the prana, what will happen? Hunger and thirst will come. If we identify with the gross body, what will happen? I am fat, I am thin, all this will come. Identify with the mind, sukha dukkha will come. We have studied all these things. I am not going into detail. And the last one, I have already taken permission from you that I will take 5 minutes extra. One more, very small verse. Tat-tat.
Tat-nivritya-mune-samyaka, तद्निवृत्त्या मुने सम्यक् सर्वोपरमनं सुखं सर्वोपरमनं सुखं सन्दृश्यते सदानन्द सन्दृश्यते सदानन्द रसानुभव रसानुभव विप्लवः रसानुभव विप्लवः तन्निवृत्त्य मुने सम्यक् सर्वोपरमनं सुखं सन्दृश्यते सदानन्द रसानुभव विप्लवः
तत् निवृत्त्या विद द रिमूवल ऑफ द एसोसिएशन एसोसिएशन फ्रॉम होम देह इंद्रिय मन प्राण बुद्धि आदि भी निवृत्त्या रिमूवल मुने मैन ऑफ रिफ्लेक्शन सम्यक कंप्लीटली नो एसोसिएशन थोड़ा सा एसोसिएशन है 1% नो 100% कंप्लीटली सर्व उपरमन सुखम जॉय ऑफ टोटल विड्रॉल You will experience the joy of total withdrawal. Sandrishyate, it is found. Sadanandarasanuva viplava, the eternal experience of being and bliss. When we disidentified with all the upadhis, gross body, subtle body, and causal body, or panchakosa, then what will happen? We'll experience. What experience? Sadananda ras anubhav viplava. He will experience sukh. He will not start jumping or dancing. That I have got the sukh now, peace I have got, it is total peace, and that peace or that ananda is infinite ananda. Viplava is fully immersed in the bliss. Fully immersed in the bliss. How, what type of experience? You see, Mahatma, they try to give us example. Suppose it is a very hot day, 100 degree Fahrenheit, and you are feeling very hot, and the temperature is so high, and you go take a dip in the lake, or in the Ganges. What will happen? You get a peace immediately, outside, inside. Inside your mind was there so much heat, itni garmi, itni garmi, itni garmi. Outside also you are feeling hot. Ganga mein doob lagaya. So what will happen? You will get satisfaction inside also, outside also. So with this we complete the topic of upadhi. The next topic is who can give up these attachments to upadhi? That is coming, our next topic we will take up in our next class. I have to share one sad news. Our Swami Subodhananji, he has attained Mahasamadhi. He was head of the Northern India, of our Chinmay Mission group in North India. He was student of our Pujya Guruji. And he was guru of Swami Advaitananji. Advaitananji studied Vedanta under him. And it is said he was the Gyan Sagar. Gyan Sagar. Ocean of knowledge. You can take any, give him any topic. Bhagavatam, Ramayana,
Vedanta.
Any topic, Upanishad. So clear, so clear. He was associated for Akhandanaji Maharaj for a long time. Therefore, in his most of lectures, we find always he used to say, Maharaj used to say, Maharaj used to say. So, on 27th, today is 27th, early morning, Indian time. It's morning now, but in India it is evening. Early morning, he attained the Mahasamadhi, and certainly he has reached the lotus feet of our Gurudev. So we'll chant the Mahamrityunjaya mantra three times for him.
त्र्यम्बकं यजामहे सुगन्धिं पुष्टिवर्धनम् उर्वारुकमिव वन्दनात् मृत्योर्मुक्षीयमामृतात् ॐ त्र्यम्बकं यजामहे सुगन्धिं पुष्टिवर्धनम् उर्वारुकमिव वन्दनात् मृत्योर्मुक्षीयमामृतात् ॐ त्र्यम्बकं यजामहे सुगन्धिं पुष्टिवर्धनम् उर्वारुकमिव वन्दनात् मृत्योर्मुक्षीयमामृतात्।